From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama met with family members of the 11 men killed in the BP oil rig explosion in April. Speaking at a news conference on Capitol Hill after today's White House meeting, the family members said they are satisfied Mr. Obama and lawmakers will help them get just compensation for their loss. Billy Anderson, the father of lost rig worker Jason Anderson, says while some wildlife can be saved in the Gulf, his son is gone forever.
We can clean up pelicans, we can clean up fish, and they will live. They will continue to live. We cannot do that for our family members we lost. We can't wipe the oil off of them and wash them with soap detergent and get them back.
Widows, parents, and other relatives are asking the government to change decade-old laws that limit compensation for accidents at sea. Meanwhile, the White House announced today President Obama will meet next week with BP's chairman and other company officials. An effort led by Senate Republicans to strip the Environmental Protection Agency of its power to regulate greenhouse gases was killed on the Senate floor in a procedural vote. NPR's David Wellner has more.
Even though the Supreme Court upheld the EPA's power under the Clean Air Act to regulate greenhouse gases, Republicans tried passing a resolution of disapproval to take away that authority. Here's Arizona's John McCain.
There's one thing we can all agree on. Allowing the EPA to be turned loose on the American people is a terrible idea that will be extremely expensive.
Half a dozen Democrats joined all the Republicans, but they were four shy of the votes needed to bring up the measure. California Democrat Barbara Boxer, who chairs the Environment Committee, said the Senate had avoided setting a dangerous precedent.
Overturning a scientific finding that states that carbon pollution is a threat to the health and well-being of the American public is a dangerous step.
The Senate's expected to take up long-stalled climate change legislation next month. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
In California, a former transit police officer is on trial. He's accused of fatally shooting an unarmed passenger on a train platform on New Year's Day of 2009. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more.
The defense admits that then 27-year-old Johannes Messerly, who was white, killed 22-year-old Oscar Grant, who was black. There were hundreds of witnesses and several amateur videos of the incident. Defense attorney Michael Raines claimed that the shooting was an accident, that Messerly intended to draw his taser when he shot Grant. Raines says that Grant was actively resisting arrest when he was killed. But prosecutor David Stein says BART police officers were aggressive and created an emotional atmosphere leading to Messerly's shooting of Grant. One officer was using racial slurs against Grant moments before he was shot and killed. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Los Angeles.
On Wall Street, stocks soared today as investors chose to focus on some positive economic reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 273 points to close at 10,172. The Nasdaq gained 59 points. This is NPR. The Pentagon says officials are now trying to determine whether there are problems at Arlington National Cemetery in terms of where veterans are buried. At a news conference today, military officials acknowledged an investigation has determined there may be problems of misidentification or improper record keeping at more than 200 graves. An investigation was ordered in November after it was determined that in one case, cemetery workers inadvertently buried cremated remains at a gravesite already in use. Defense officials say the Army has forced out the cemetery's two civilian leaders, appointing a new chief. The NCAA has sanctioned the University of Southern California over violations on what it called unethical conduct. It comes after a four-year probe of improper gifts to star athletes, including Reggie Bush and O.J. Mayo. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports.
The NCAA cited a string of misdeeds by the powerhouse USC Athletics Department. The sanctions include excluding the Trojan football team from bowl games for the next two seasons, revocation of 30 scholarships over the next 3 years, and penalties which could cost the Southern California University millions of dollars. In a posted video statement, Todd Dickey, a senior vice president, said USC would appeal some of the sanctions.
While we acknowledge that some violations did occur, we sharply disagree with a number of the findings in the committee's report. Further, we feel the penalties imposed are too severe for the violations identified.
The investigation uncovered numerous improper benefits obtained by star athletes. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
The nation's trade deficit widened to more than $40 billion in April. The government says exports fell for the second time in 3 months. Imports were also lower. Potentially worrisome signs Europe's debt troubles are beginning to affect U.S. manufacturers. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.